And good afternoon. This afternoon we're going to look at the four immeasurables. So the four immeasurables are immeasurable equanimity or immeasurable impartiality. That's the first one. The second one is immeasurable joy. The third, immeasurable love. And the fourth, immeasurable compassion. And the four immeasurables are presented in many different texts, and often the order of presentation varies. So some texts will start with love, others with compassion, and then thirdly often is joy, and fourthly equanimity. So there is a variety in the order in terms of how different texts present these four immeasurables.
So these
four immeasurables, whilst they are presented in differing orders in different texts, the four immeasurables themselves stay the same, and the order that one may practice. Practice the four immeasurables. This is also largely the same. So, why is there a differing order order of presentation in various texts? This is just because the composer would feel that if you start with one, then this will be more pleasing, or if you start with the other, this will be more impactful on the mind. So, it's only for a reason such as that. That the order of presentation will differ, but the four immeasurables themselves stay the same, and the way to train in them stays the same. Where there can be a difference in the order of training, or the order of developing them within one's mind, is some may start with love and then go on to compassion, others may start with compassion and then go on to love. So there can be variety there in terms of whether one trains in love first or compassion first. But in terms of the order that one meditates on the four, develops the four in one's continuum, that order is the same, even though the order that they are presented in texts, this may vary. So in terms of problems and sufferings that we experience, then there are those that come from external sources, such as those related to elements. So it's kind of cold these days, so we know about suffering that arises from cold weather. Others in the world, they are experiencing a heat wave, so they're experiencing physical suffering due to their environment being way too hot. So we experience a variety of problems to do with the elements. And from this we may get ill, and then our mind becomes unhappy because we now have greater problems. So the one source of our problems and suffering and difficulties is external. The second is to do with our way of thinking. So from thinking in an unskillful way or in a mistaken way, then our mind becomes unhappy. We may even have develop physical illnesses and due to our way of thinking. So this is the second way that we develop problems and difficulties, and it comes from our way of thinking, our mental approach. We all experience a wide variety of problems and difficulties, but this wide variety comes from just these two sources. Either external problems usually coming from the elements, or internal in terms of our way of thinking. So it's really from these two sources that we encounter this wide variety of problems and difficulties. To eliminate then these sources of problems, we need to use our own intelligence, our own analytical or critical way of thinking. Using intelligence to solve problems, especially those coming from the external source, this is something we can observe as happening to a degree within the animal kingdom as well. So we know when the weather is cold, then animals will huddle together for warmth. Or when the sun is blazing, they'll try and find shades, try and find somewhere cool. Or we may even see photos of birds dipping in lakes to try and cool off in a heat wave. And similarly, if they're experiencing a lack of food in a particular area, that animals will naturally seek out a place where food is more plentiful. So we see examples in the animal kingdom where they use their intelligence to try and solve some of these external problems.
Mm-hmm. ཁྱི ཁྱི
So animals are able to a certain degree to eliminate the coarser problems that they experience, problems that arise from external conditions such as the elements or the weather. So humans too, of course, we use our intelligence to solve these problems, but our intelligence is so much greater that we are able to solve these problems in a wide variety of ways. For example, through human intelligence, we now have electricity, and through electricity we have heaters in the winter, and we have air conditioning in the summer. We also have a very wide variety of clothing that can insulate us from the cold. So in brief, a huge amount of human endeavor and utilization of human intelligence goes into solving our problems that arise from external sources and coming up with myriad different solutions to these problems. And because of our good use of our intelligence, we've been able to really resolve so many of our problems that come from external conditions. But to do this, we tend to have a home full of possessions, and we need to have a variety of different things to overcome all these external sources of problems. Animals, as we saw, they can do this a bit, but somewhat more limited. But where we differ even more starkly from the animal kingdom is how we deal with the problems that arise from our mistaken way of thinking. So animals can't really do very much for this, but this is a major source of problems and difficulties, how we think about things, thinking about things in a mistaken way, and this is a major source of problems. Whilst animals, like humans, also engage in mistaken ways of thinking, their minds are, maybe we can say, somewhat less sophisticated than humans, or their way of thinking is less sophisticated than humans. Therefore, they don't experience such great problems from this mistaken way of thinking. Humans, on the other hand, with our more sophisticated way of thinking, we experience tremendous inner suffering due to our way of thinking, our approach to issues in this world. So in general, in our world, a lot of human endeavor has gone and continues to go into solving all problems and difficulties that arise from external sources. Comparably, far, far, far less has gone into resolving the problems that come about due to a mistaken way of thinking, suffering and problems that arise through these inner sources or from these inner sources. And so not only has far less effort been put in, and time and effort been put into resolving these problems arising from the source, the techniques for doing so remain still in their infancy. Remain in their infancy. The techniques to resolve problems that arise from a mistaken way of thinking are still very limited. So what is this mistaken way of thinking? This is really when we're looking at how to deal with the source of suffering. It's imperative that we come to clearly recognize what is meant by a mistaken way of thinking. This is the starting point. If we don't clearly recognize what is our mistaken way of thinking, then how can we eliminate this mistaken way of thinking? It's just not possible. So therefore, this first step is a crucial step to come to understand the mind and understand what is meant by a mistaken way of thinking. Thereafter, when one can come to understand and then apply the various methods and techniques to address this mistaken way of thinking. So one of the causes that this mistaken way of thinking comes from is this approach we have to feel close to some, to feel distant from others, and to feel strong aversion to yet others. So this mistaken way of thinking, where we have this this closeness to a small group, and then distance or even a lack of awareness to a far larger group, and then hostility or a strong dislike to a third group. It's from this mistaken way of thinking that many of our problems arise. And this is true on an individual level. It's true on a communal level. For example, some communities despise others, or some nationalities despise others, or feel they are in competition with others. So this is something that is acted out not only on an individual level, but also on a group level. And this mistaken way of thinking, though, isn't unique to humans. If we observe animals, we see it certainly exists amongst animals as well. So if we think of a pack of dogs or any group of animals, there'll be some within that group that are closer to others. There'll be another one that they dominate or they pick on. So they have these this differentiation within their own groups as well, close to some and averse to others.
但你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个你利用我这个 제가 마가와로 이거 마가와리 그거 지난 미카와 지난 마가와리가 안에 디스탐로디 파쳐 챘리야 마가와 제 섬으로 그런 노트리디요. 내려 되는 말아래 강아 티고를 챘래 강아 뭐로.
그 between those that we are close to, those that we feel mentally close to and a heart connection with, then going along with this, we'll have those that we feel mentally distant from, those that we dislike, those that we rather avoid. And this mistaken way of thinking, of being close to some and averse to others, this creates a lot of problems for both ourselves as well as for others.
난 삼로 숨바로 갈리게서는 마하와 제주 파주다 마하와 차여도 안에 가지고서는 뇌지에 나서 뇌지지거다 소수기 뇌지 강 투두 뇌지 제툼나다 뇌지지거로 뇌 파주 뇌지 제마도 보이나 셈리야 뇌지지에게 셈 넘버 삼당을 거걸 지사 뇌지들이거래 셀리 뇌지지에게 뇌지지거래 셀리 뇌지지에도 되네 디에네 셀리야 강아다랑래 강아라지니가라 두마요야지 규직 뒤차거래
And if we have this, and the closeness to some, then we have this distance, this aversion towards others, then what goes along with having a group or an individual that we dislike or we have an aversion towards, then we have a mind of harmful intent towards them. So we have this negative attitude towards them, an attitude that wants to bring harm to them. So from this then, of course, we engage in harmful actions.
지나다 셴리아 뉴스지에도 갈디오스 셴리아 뉴바치 셴리아 차와지에도 아니 갈디오스 셴리아 두마티고 두마셰 이거와 셴리아 두마티고래 까마티고래 셴리아 뉴바치 차와지에도 셴리아 까 되는가 뉴바치 셴리아 차와스는 찌리아 찌지겨바이나 차와치바로와 지나 찌지겨스에질라 갈디오스는 콜나서 두마리기로와 지나 만주 셴리아 뉴바치 차와지에도 아니 셴리아 두마리고 까마리고래
With this then, this intention or this attitude, this harmful intent, from this then, we engage in activities that compound the problems in the lives of others, that bring greater suffering and difficulties to others. And so this we could do for a variety of reasons and in a variety of ways, but it comes down to having the separation into those that we feel an affinity towards, a sense of closeness to, and those who we dislike, those that we, if sometimes very strong, we may abhor. So then, towards them, we have this negative mind of harmful intent.
Di, kalau jawab orang sana, 소수게 삼로 땅지 삼로 규화하는 매가서 오고 해지래. 지난지 삼로 되기지 내가 좀 좀 되어요 말이지. 내가 아주 가와 돌아나 거 자자 저야 뭐 아주 가와 돌아나 님들 리그로 와. 지난 다리 매가서 해야 돼 가서 먼저 삼로 땅지 삼로 땅 매가서 오고 마도 언제 님 매가서 되어 말해서 보다.
This mistaken way of thinking then is having some that we feel an affinity towards and some that we feel aversion towards, some that we feel close to, some that we dislike. So having this mind of like and dislike from this leads to harmful activities where we harm others or we create problems in the lives of others. So this is a mistaken way of thinking that just leads to greater difficulties and problems for not only ourselves but for others as well. So to change this, to resolve this situation, it cannot come about through conflicts or through warfare or some kind of confrontation like that, nor through medicine, nor even through moving from one place to another. It comes about, changing this, resolving this, comes about through changing our way of thinking. So it's only through changing our way of thinking that we overcome this mistaken way of thinking. Because if we were even say to move away from one place to another place, our way of thinking accompanies us. Or if we were to engage in different activities, our way of thinking accompanies us. Whatever we do, whomever we're with, whatever wherever we are, our way of thinking accompanies us. So therefore, the solution to this mistaken way of thinking is to transform how we think.
Is that hearing you say, Eddie? Then Michenna, so soon you are in hearing or what, then a color of Sune, Yagarusine, then Jalar Yagarusine, Yagadi Michita, Mazukadina, Yagadin Arago, who do this joy, Shana, and some Sajiro, or what? Is that Michenna, so soon you parala, some Tavana, so Solia, Gospel Pit, Jabat and Shania, just Jimua Tarin or some Tachida, Yagadi Sosolia, the Dili Dua de Sosolia. Di samdan gorwa chida nyering sayadi nazo midni parala khala saya parala nyere yongore dulo para nyere yongore te legaro chebene nyere yongore kare ine te legaro skale kharo china so so just lela chewa de chanda de legale kha che ho ya thu ta den ji ke legaro je ten chala ro gongse yagaro che gyena This is also a good idea. You just do what you can do. You can do it. 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 You And the demo at the banner was nigger. Demo, meaning washing go, Mare, the Gioma, the Ine, Tamata, the Sosuke, the Imbichane, Sosuke, the Timothy Handler, just D, Thomas and Big D, Yah, Tenas and Big Nier, Senda Yoche, that Jerob Shandai called Jen to Midike, or their consul Shona and Big Dinning of some nine year, Gawain at it. Lega ina ta demo la ta na ta so chik khala ne ka chik thone ina din ni ring di shuli go ro asla
with this mind that that divides between those that we care for, those that we are indifferent towards, or those that we dislike. This is a mind that accompanies us everywhere, no matter where we are, what we do. And it's something that is expressed in just about all activities that we engage in. For example, if we with some people and we have a good feeling, we like them, then if we have some food, we'll give the best that we have to them, and we'll give, say, something that's not so nice to someone we don't like, and then we'll have what's left. Or if the person we're with we don't particularly like, we may keep the better for ourselves and give them the worse. And this can be expressed through food, through clothing, but it's also expressed in activities. So let's say one has to give out various tasks and assign tasks and ask three people, for example, to do different tasks. The person that you like the most, you'll give easier work to, or you may keep that for yourself. And then those that you dislike, the more arduous work you'll give to them. And then this is another way that this mind of closeness to some and distance to others gets expressed. But it's not just in these direct ways. It can also be done through nationality or ethnicity. So if we think, say, for example, of when we're watching sport. Now, we most probably, especially if you're watching on TV, we don't know any of these team members. We've never met them. We're never likely to meet them. But if there's a team that we identify most with, either from our own nation or from a nation that we identify with more closely, we're going to support them. So this, again, is this expression of feeling close to some and distant to others. And so this is something that this way of thinking accompanies us wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Hence, the only solution to this is to change, to transform our way of thinking. From having this attitude of close to some and distant from others, this attitude then leads to the arrival of afflicted minds. So when we're close to some people, it's much more likely attachment is going to arise for them. If we dislike someone, much more likely anger or a mind of that class will arise towards them. And in particular with this mind of anger, whenever it just arises in the mind, or especially when it's acted on, the result is non-virtuous. Negative karma is created, problems are created for others, as well as for oneself. And this is often the case also for attachment. So when one has this attitude of close to some and distant from others, then the next step is afflictions come. From these afflictions, such as attachment or anger, then non-virtue is engaged. And this then leads to immediate problems for oneself and others, and also through the accumulation of negative karma, problems for the future as well. So therefore, this mind of close to some and distance to others, this needs to be abandoned. And this is abandoned through developing a mind of impartiality. So here we're talking about the source of suffering being arising from our way of thinking. And this way of thinking that is mistaken, this is a mind that is close to some and distant from others. So to change this way of thinking, we need to cultivate an opposing mind, a contrary mind. And that is the mind of impartiality. So it's through developing this mind of impartiality through meditation that we'll be able to overcome this closeness to some and this distance from others. The more we meditate on impartiality, the stronger the familiarity we create with the mind of impartiality, the stronger our habituation to the mind of impartiality, then the weaker becomes this closeness, this mind that is closer to some and distant from others. So this meditation is the meditation of impartiality or equanimity, and what makes it immeasurable impartiality or immeasurable equanimity is that it is applied to the object of all sentient beings, immeasurable sentient beings, not some but not others. This isn't the approach. The approach of cultivating measurable equanimity is to the object of immeasurable sentient beings. So feeling having an equal attitude towards immeasurable sentient beings or all sentient beings. When engaging in this meditation, if we start out with the object of immeasurable sentient beings, then it would be very difficult to actually give rise to a feeling of equanimity or impartiality towards all of them, because immeasurable sentient beings really is just a concept to us. It's not something we can relate directly to or relate on an emotional level towards. So rather, we need to start, we need to have a long view with our meditation, in that to cultivate a new way of thinking takes time, repeated effort over a sustained period. And we need to start with a small group of beings, with a small number of people that we can relate to, and we can relate to on an emotional level, and then slowly we can expand that circle and incorporate more and more beings. So it's maybe good to start with beings that one is close to and can easily see as being equal in value in terms of how we should consider them and treat them. So for example, if you're parents, then start with your children. And your children are all equally valuable, all equally precious, all equal in deserving as equal treatment, equal consideration, and seeing as being equally close to them. And so you start with one's children. And then if you have pets at home, you can expand it out to one's pets, because one easily has a warm feeling towards them, and then, but not to overcome a feeling of favoritism towards one rather than the other. And so that's the easy way to start. And then when one is getting a response to this and is starting to feel some progress in one's meditation, then expand it further to those in one's circle. So here you have the rest of your loved ones, your partner, your family, and you include them. And then you expand it out into perhaps your broader family. And then you expand, and then when you start to have the same feeling of closeness towards all of them, you expand it further. So here in this explanation, it's all coming together, but in meditation, this can be done over time. So as one is feeling some success, then one expands it further, and one stays on that slightly larger circle, and then at a later date, one expands it still further too, when one has felt some success. In that way, slowly one expands it out beyond one's loved ones, to one's place of work perhaps, or one's friends, and then expands it further throughout society, etc. How we in general relate to others is that those who are kind to us, those who are polite and friendly and warm towards us, we are much more likely to respond in a similar way, in a reciprocal manner to them. On the other hand, those who look down at us, those who speak to us in an abusive manner, those who take advantage of us, we're not so likely to have a warm and close feeling towards them. And one may even think, actually, to have a warm and close way of responding and relating to them could be a mistake. So one may actually think that it's better to have a different way of feeling, a way of relating to those who are kind to one from those who are take advantage of one.
Mm-hmm.
When we are in this situation where we, in our meditation, we are thinking of people who relate to us in very differing ways, then we can in our meditation we can see that the way we feel towards him, the way and the way that we respond towards him is also very different. And then this comes through this mistaken way of thinking, of feeling close to some and distant from others. So the way to overcome this is to first of all to reflect on this person who's maybe speaking to us in an abusive manner or taking advantage of us or even deceiving us. And remind ourselves that this person, as well as the other person who's a friend or a loved one and treats us well, are the same in so many ways. They both, of course, are human beings. They both share the wish to experience no problems, no difficulties at all, but only want to experience happiness. And in particular, this person who's now, so that's how they are the same, and in particular how the person who is taking advantage of us or speaking to us in an inappropriate manner, they are acting in that way due to their own mind being mistaken, due to their own afflictions. And therefore, they are speaking to us in this way, despite actually wanting only happiness, despite not wanting any problems or any conflict or any hardship or difficulties, but they are communicating in this unskillful way due to mistakes in their way of thinking. So thinking like this then, we can see that both groups of people are the same in only wanting to experience happiness and not wanting to experience any kinds of problems at all. And both are equally, maybe because they're worthy of experiencing, experiencing lasting happiness. So thinking like this then overcomes the danger of having attachment for the group of people one likes and a mind of aversion or hostility for those that one doesn't like. And thereby one would also overcome the danger of acting out under the influence of these minds and creating hardship and difficulties for others. So for those people that we dislike, then because of having this mind of this harmful mind towards them, then various afflictive minds such as anger will arise towards them. And then merely having these minds within us destroys our own happiness. And then when we act out on these, either just through a facial expression or through speech or action, then we create problems and difficulties in the life of others. So this is clearly not a way to bring about happiness for others, let alone ourselves. So rather we need to transform the situation, and this is done through transforming our way of thinking. So rather, instead of having this mind of dislike for them, we should generate minds of joy. And through meditating repeatedly on joy, we will develop a closer attitude towards them, and we'll overcome this mind of dislike. The situation we find ourselves in right now is that when we do something that we want to do, we engage in a pleasurable activity, then great joy arises. Things are going our way, or we are achieving what we want, then joy arises. But this doesn't always arise for others, in particular if it's someone that we dislike. If someone we dislike and things are going their way and they're having wanted outcomes, then a mind of dislike for their success is likely to arise within us. So this mistaken way of thinking here again comes from this lack of partiality. It comes from seeing some as competitors, seeing some as being not feeling close to some. So due to not feeling close to others, when they encounter problems and difficulties, joy arises. And that clearly is a mistaken way of thinking. Or when things go for in the way they wish for, then we become unhappy about this. This is a mistaken way of thinking. This isn't a way of thinking that brings joy to one's own mind. It's not a way to bring about happiness into the lives of others. So rather we need to meditate on all sentient beings, on immeasurable sentient beings, cultivating a mind of joy towards them, generating happiness in our mind for all that is they are experiencing that is good and all their qualities. And as before, we shouldn't start with this intellectual concept of immeasurable sentient beings, but rather start much smaller, again maybe with one's children, and generate great joy for all that's going well in their lives. Generate great joy for all their successes that they experience. And then expand this out to our other loved ones, our family, and then our greater family, and slowly over time, expanding this mind to include more and more people, feeling greater joy for all that's good in their life, all that is going well for them. And as this mind of joy grows and strengthens, then any hostility or dislike we feel to others will proportionately weaken.
And 现在最多的奥迪克的最多说，亚布的什么的，第二高啊高温的这些个嘛的，但是呢，第二零说，就话的年龄是高温高温的嘛的，但高温的些的，叔叔给米，嗯，现在偏的给两个了，现在奥迪克现在偏的两个，白嘛是亚布的些的，现在可能也变的，嗯，第几度气候呢，第二的几度，那亚布的三百那块，高啊，差不多啊，高啊，差不多，那些，高啊的，他第高啊的。
但是我们都六八线去了吧，先六八线啊，七八线啊，几个，现在先六七月三八，先空了嘛，就空最后五度的，空了刚刚最后五度的，那那第二个是三六六七个三六的，那六七个三六九八的，那那了点呢，那六七七用过了，点呢加完了修过了，现在像那些你个了刚刚这个，现在今年呢，先六六七个三六的，没把水了，那你看这个是先六加不空过来是加吧。 其实现在讲吧，讲吧，后面都讲吧，是的，现在第一句用那三百三十了，现在第一第五第五句用那第五句用那三百，考了第五句用那三百三十句呢，考了六百七三十的，考没有差错，就在今年上，现在六七七六八的七八几个三十的，那个拿出来得了，等到那些人家了，刚刚提过来，现在现在六八的七八几个三十的，他可能没把水果来了呢。
만저三六单的没把水果的，三六干当过的是在县里啊，江北公布的，其实县北江北公布的江北干这学车也公布的，嗯，现深圳才没把米三米节，嗯，江北公布的，嗯，什江北才没写起来，人家在那些的，原来六八的七八几百三六的，没把钱过的，其实的县里六八的七月三八的，江浙公布没把水果的，现在。
So this practice of immeasurable joy, this has as its basis impartiality. So this is important because if we take great joy in the success of others, then this is something we should be doing. But if we lack the mind of impartiality, then let's say someone that we're feeling close to harms someone that we dislike, then we'll feel great joy in that outcome. And that shows the lack of impartiality. So that can situations like that can come about, perhaps in politics or in a work situation when one feels close to one colleague and they put someone else in their place. So here, when one generates joy in the success that someone has achieved in such a situation, that shows the lack of the mind of impartiality. So rather, we need, with the basis of impartiality, we should generate joy for the success that everyone is experiencing, say in their place of work, or in having comfortable material conditions, or healing from illness. So that is the practice of immeasurable joy, and it comes about in dependence on the basis of impartiality. And furthermore, so that's then the second of the four, and the third is this mind of harmful intent. This is a mind that leads to perhaps anger and various other minds such as resentment that bring harm to others. So this mind of harmful intent that either wants to harm others or wants others to have unwanted results, to experience suffering and problems, this mind needs to be abandoned. And the way to abandon this is to cultivate the opposite mind, the opposing mind, and that is a mind of love. Because what is meant by love? Love is the wish, the sincere, genuine wish for others to experience only happiness. Wanting others to experience only happiness is the mind of love. So if we're wanting others to be happy, how can we have any kind of harmful intent towards them, any kind of wish for them to encounter problems? So these two minds are clearly contrary. So therefore, the more we develop the mind of love, then the weaker the opposing mind, the contrary mind, the mind of harmful intent becomes. So here again, we change the way that we relate to others, we think about others, through developing our own way of thinking. And here in particular, the mind of love.
嗯，他的那个先里啊，我说刚刚这些先里啊，弄好这先里啊，刚刚这的这样的，他那个刚刚这边三六的。 अनि गनिस दोगुरेले शनिया जवा कुमगुर निजे कुमगुर शेन धुवा द ठाना सबे शेन या धुवा द ठाकु उदु देशे धुवा द ठाना सबे समलो धुवा जवा दे कोमियो दे अनि शेन या धुवा धुवा सुया द धुवा चेदि मे बाचा करव चले जे जवा निजे कुमगुर ये दे आने न दुगे चिबारे देशिना जे जवा छमे बा निजे छमे बा निजे छमे बा सु Semjem temebal six meches, some meche, and this chatalia, Dumasi men, some Kumkuris. Digomia dea, Dambone, now the listen just Samale, Semeba said, Little Marjana, Dean, Dambone, Kunsan, Munma, Gideen, and there was some Dandu Suchangi, Jacques Dajan, Duchin, Zawakum. There were the Kazi, Shuche, come to Vene, Shania.
And so that was immeasurable love. And the fourth then, so we started with immeasurable impartiality or equanimity, then we went to immeasurable joy, immeasurable love, and now immeasurable compassion. So this too is a mind to develop to overcome the contrary mind, the mind that brings harm to others. So the mind of compassion is wanting others to be free of suffering, others to be free of all problems and difficulties. So the stronger we develop this in our mind, the weaker the opposing, the contrary mind becomes. Kind of like a scale, the more one strengthens this virtuous mind, the weaker becomes the contrary afflicted mind. Because if we have a strong wish for others to be free of suffering, it would be bizarre to have a mind that wants them to encounter problems or to speak to others in a way that causes problems or acts in a way that causes difficulties for others. So this is the mind of compassion, and it's in relation to immeasurable sentient beings. And the way it's cultivated is just like we heard in more detail earlier. You start not with this concept, this intellectual concept of immeasurable sentient beings or all sentient beings, but rather start small. And slowly over time, one expands the circle, the object of our meditation, larger and larger. So we start with just a small group, and when we feel strong compassion, wanting them to be free of suffering, and that mind is stable, then we can expand that meditation and go to a larger group of people. And then when we start to feel a strong wish that may they be free from more suffering and problems, we expand it further still. And as we develop this mind of compassion and become stronger within us, then the contrary mind, the mind that brings harm to others, this will weaken.
Magawa some deletine chavali gurwa, Magawa ki the Damale Deletinita, Shelia Kamatia some chizada, Magawa somebody Nikanis Meva Sulane, Gawakum Bores. Kala Magasa Yu Tela Gawakumbaina and Telia Magawa some the door chores. Chisan Migawa some of the doorsona and Delia Migawa some doja gawalevan dele nobiki dad.
Just to start to summarize what we've been looking at, so of course talking about the four immeasurables. And the starting point here is to recognize this attitude that we have, or this way of thinking, where we feel a closeness and affinity towards some, but a dislike and aversion towards others. And recognizing that we think this way, we need to then come to understand that from this arise afflictions, attachment to some, and anger or aversion towards others. And then from these minds, our own inner peace is lost, and then we engage in ways that bring about harmful results. Through the attachment, we may end up harming others because we want to benefit this one group. And of course, through minds of anger and the like, we clearly start to harm others and create problems for others. So recognizing the faults that come from being close to some and distant from others, we need to develop this mind of impartiality or equanimity. And we start by meditating just on a small group, a group that we already feel close to, and then expand that slowly to a larger group and a larger group. And as we start to feel a mind of impartiality towards more and more beings, then the way that we relate to them will change. Because we will no longer respond with such strong like and dislike towards others, but rather we'll be wanting others to experience happiness, to be freed from problems and difficulties. And following from this, it was the meditation on immeasurable joy. So this is to overcome a mind of dislike, because this mind of dislike, this leads to many other afflictions arising. So here, rather, one generates joy for the successes that others experience, the good things that others have, their own inner qualities. And as one develops this in the same way, slowly, progressively, then our harmful attitudes towards others will start to lessen, because we're now seeing more of their qualities, and moreover, wanting them to experience happiness.
Okay. 那现在你要不接当，才华级别什么了学呗？那现在你要不接当，才华级别什么了？那你什么的个这些学学学着呗呢？现在你不记用过的，现在才华级用过的。就算现在才华级，现在你不那现在刚刚提过的，就算这些现在刚刚这这些对，那让了呀，你去，那让了呀，你去，出，那这你不接当，刚刚这些用过的，就算那些你个了，刚刚提过的。就算现在你不接当，才华什么了的，那可能是没法学过的，那。 俺这里先来讲吧，公布嘞，讲吧，可是学车公布为呢，学车那边，咱们那个时候，六八档，现在那边上八档，七月上了就学中学中学嘞，就在今年人家先来讲吧，公布嘞，讲吧的，那米开些档，说是给，嗯，干啥的，搬家的，今年怎么样吧？深圳厂嘛，深圳前面吧，就是上当街，深圳前面吧的面前讲吧，讲吧上当过嘞，记住了，今年个讲吧上当位呢。 现在那边上班的，七月上班的多多过来是。其实那边现在的动画中呢，工作了刚刚的用呢，刚刚正在这个工作，动画用的这个是什么？那那个什么的，没有说的。今天什么用呢？工作了刚刚用呢，工作动画用的这个都是没什么用呢？那你那里动画用那个，刚刚这个叫好了做民工了，那个什么的，你这边呢？今天什么的没有说过的，下不买的是。 第三部分里面话说的，现在东岸的长安身边，现在在我们国的，现在东岸的长安身边，什么东西可就我们呢？现在东岸的中南身边，什么东西没话查出来？其实，你到的，江巴塘，在我国面的，现在六八塘，六八塘，蔡伟三八，你现在有东岸用的三八，我的没话说了，江巴塘在我们国的，是，是个罗。And to overcome the harmful minds towards others in a very powerful way, we need to start to meditate on love, because love is a mind that overcomes any harmful negative attitudes towards others. Wanting others to experience only happiness, wanting to others to have moment after moment after moment of happiness, when this mind arises within us in a powerful way, it's very unlikely we're going to react towards others in a way that brings harm. So therefore we need to cultivate this mind of love for others. And as before, we start with a small group and we expand this out slowly. And then similarly for the mind of compassion. Because the mind of compassion then is wanting others to be free of suffering, others to be free of problems. We've generated the mind of love, wanting others to experience happiness. But to experience happiness, they also have to be free of problems and difficulties. So here we generate the mind of compassion, the wish for others to be completely free of harm, problems and difficulties. And the results of meditating in this way
is that all negative minds towards others, all harmful minds towards others, any mind that would rejoice in the suffering and harm that comes to those that we now see as enemies, this will go, because we lose the concept of those that we are close to and those that we are distant from. We great joy in the successes and the successes that others experience. We generate a sincere wish that others experience only happiness, and a sincere wish that others experience no problems. So in this way, we generate the minds of impartiality, joy, love, and compassion for others. We started out this talking about how problems and difficulties arise from two sources, either external events such as through the elements or the like, or illness, and then the second is through our way of thinking. So through having mistaken ways of thinking, we experience tremendous problems and difficulties. So we've been looking here at how our problems, so many of our problems come about due to feeling close to some and distant from others. And from having this way of thinking, then various afflictive minds will follow, destroying our own mental peace. And when those afflictive minds are present, we act under their influence, and we speak to others in a harmful way, or we act physically towards others in an abusive manner. So therefore, this lack of impartiality, this leads to so many problems, not just for in our own lives, but also from what we receive from others, who of course think in this way too. And we can see into on a communal level, where this way of thinking leads to disharmony between different groups, or on a national level, where there's competitiveness, or even where harm can one nation can inflict harm on another nation. And so this mistaken way of thinking produces so much of the problems in the world today, where due to some feeling close to some and seeing others as rivals, or taking joy in the problems and suffering experienced by others, then people engage in harmful behavior. So if we take if we think about the faults that come through this lack of impartiality on a global level, we should be able to understand or see this clearly quite easily, because we see how conflict does not lead to happiness, how conflict does certainly not lead to peace. And when we see this very clearly on a global level, we can apply it much more easily then to our own experience and our own lives. Because for meditation to be effective, we need to use our own experience, and meditation needs to be personal. If we just think about others, if we just think on a macro scale, on a global level, and the meditation isn't personal and about our own way of thinking, is not going to change. So we need to, when we have a clear understanding of the faults that come from a lack of impartiality, and we see those faults clearly, we need to then apply this to ourselves. Think about a relationship where we are about a relationship we have with people, and think, am I close to them? Am I distant from them? What are the results of this? And in particular, I'm still on, I think, yeah? Yeah. And in particular, the faults of feeling distant towards some, and here in particular, where one feels slightly distant from some, where one is averse to others, it's clear what the faults are. But when one feels slightly distant, then one also needs to see that this doesn't lead to a wanted outcome for anyone. And when you think about the benefits of this mind of equanimity, and we cultivate this within us more and more, we will start to see how we relate to others changing. Because no longer will some relationships be infused with attachment and others infused with aversion. Rather, we're going to relate to others in a more straightforward manner, in a more honest manner, because our motivation will not be so afflicted, it will not be so infused with by what we can get from those that we're close to, how we can protect ourselves from those that we are distant from. But rather, we'll be more honest, more straightforward, and more open in how we relate to others. So this is the starting point. And from this, we develop the mind of joy, minds of love and compassion towards others. And through all of this, we ourselves will experience far fewer problems, we will start to experience greater and greater happiness, and we'll see that the impact we have on others brings more happiness into their lives as well. And in this way, our own mental problems, our own mental difficulties, these too start to reduce greatly due to changing our way of thinking.
예, 도호는 나도 예링이요 반자 예링이요 받아 마가와리 고래 마가와리도 뉴스지야리요 뉴스지야리도 젤리 누가 강아 강아도 주나 선배 삼르디요 고래 지나 때 용서디 예링되는 일이요 고래 나도 예링 지구 까지 차상에 땅님 지구 삼단 땅외네 니 진지 잘라 마가와리야 다 셀레 네버 뉴스지야 삼래디 시간 용조야리 고 잔다지게 좀 맞아외네
Whilst we talk about four immeasurables today, the emphasis has been on this mind of impartiality, the first one, because this is crucial. Because it's through the lack of impartiality, the lack of equanimity towards others, that we have this attachment to some and this aversion towards others, all our afflicted minds then follow, and we engage in harmful activities. Now, it's very difficult, of course, if we have this impartiality, then minds like dislike will easily come. Love and compassion become difficult to generate for all. So therefore, this mind of impartiality is the starting point. This is what we need to develop, abandoning this closeness to only some and this distance from so many. The reason then to meditate on the four immeasurables, or to develop these minds within oneself, is so that one can have strong love and compassion for all beings without exception. And to be able to do that, one needs to overcome minds of dislike and rather generate minds of joy, again towards all beings without exception. And to be able to do that, the starting point is developing a mind of impartiality, developing this sense of closeness towards all, not just to some and only under certain circumstances. So therefore, this mind of impartiality is the starting point, but all four immeasurables are of incredible importance. So we'll finish here for today. If you have questions, then please do feel free to ask. If your time is up and you need to leave, then without hesitation, feel free to go. So if you have some questions. Yes. Yes.
Can I ask you, that sort I find it difficult to
remember
person who is doing something wrong to me?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because I tend to interface the person with the action?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the action, but I do like it.
I will be back. Okay, not yet. I'm there. Okay, good. So the question. It can be difficult to have. Is it a feeling of impartiality towards? Was it impartiality to
yes,
from someone who's?
I dislike a person because that person is doing something wrong to me.
Yes.
But supposing I was going to separate the action from the person.
Yes.
I like the person.
Yes.
I really don't like what you're doing.
Yes.
Could that be the path, one of the ways?
Yes. So would that be a successful technique to overcome this dislike towards someone, and the technique would be to separate their action from them as a person? Okay, good.
Some of the
Absolutely, absolutely. So a person who's speaking to you in an abusive manner or taking advantage of you or deceiving you in some way, sure, their behavior is inappropriate, unwishful, and wrong. But that is their coming from their way of thinking, their afflicted minds. Those afflicted minds are not who they are. So at that time, maybe they're angry or they're full of attachment and therefore they want to deceive you because they want to gain something. That attachment or that anger is not who they are as a person. So your approach there is really spot on, differentiating them as a being who's seeking happiness, a being who's desperate to be freed from suffering and therefore is acting this way. They're just dominated by their minds. Those afflicted minds are not who they are. And thinking exactly in the way that you're describing, then compassion can arise for this person who's acting in this way. So yes. Thank you. Okay, then thank you very much.